All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Lust Academy, so let's get started. Oh, what a strange night it was. I feel exhausted. I need to get a cup of coffee from Aki or I'll die. Hey, Mina. Good morning, Grim. Did you sleep well? Not really, but there's nothing a cup of coffee won't fix. See ya. Hold on. Did I do this already? I think I did. No. This is where I'm off. That Laura looks strangely familiar, but I've never met anyone who goes by that name. Was she even real, or did I just have a shitty dream? She's gotta be real. But was she? Lily. Hello, beautiful. Oh, Grim, good morning. Don't be a stranger, hee-hee. Let's hug at least. It feels so good to have her body in my arms. Have I ever told you how good you smell? I really like your perfume. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I picked them up by my name. They smell like lilies. By the way, I wanted to ask you. Do you remember that we agreed to go to Willow to ask her about that ingredient? Don't think I'm trying to rush you. Not at all. I remember. Of course I remember. We can go to the Chomsky shop right now together, and I'll introduce you to Willow. What do you think? Sounds wonderful to me. Why are we waiting here then? Let's go! Can you wait here for a while, okay? I just want to tell Willow about you before you go in. Is it okay? Something tells me it's better this way. If you say that Willow isn't happy about girls from the academy, then let's proceed carefully. Oh yeah, sure thing. I really hope that all goes well. Again, thank you so much. I don't know what I'd do without you. So don't thank me yet. But I'll do anything to help you, I promise. Hello, Gordon.
Well, hello!
And Willow, is she in the shop?
Of course, where would she be?
Can you get her, please? There's an urgent matter that I need her help with.
Willow, honey! You've got a visitor, it's Grim again.
Willow? I can hear you, Father. Why are you yelling at me? Hi, Grim. I'm glad you've come by. Hello, cutie. How are you doing? Not very good, to be honest. Has something happened? Are you okay? I'm okay, but there's a girl from our academy. She's in a very depressed state of mind. She suspects it's a curse, but she's not quite sure. So she really needs a special healing potion. The thing is, there's one very rare ingredient in this potion that's not easy to get. And I thought maybe you could help her. Well, no, I'm sorry, Grim, but I have a role of my own. I don't help girls from the academy, okay? I'm not asking you to understand me, but you're gonna have to accept that as a fact. I don't know, it just feels weird. Can we talk about it? We got nothing to talk about here. I just want to understand why you feel that way about female academy students. Well, it's my own business, okay? I mean, I'm not pushing for that. I'm just curious. Fine. There isn't much to tell. It's a pretty familiar story. A couple of years ago, there was a cute group of freshmen. Three pretty girls. They wanted to be my friends. I tried to be very careful with them. I really tried, okay? But they seemed so sincere and so kind that at some point I gave up. We started spending more and more time together. How idyllic. That was right up until the moment I overheard them joking about how convenient it was to be friends with me. Because a fairy could always help them with all sorts of magical stuff. Oh, that sucks. You have no idea how painful that was for me. At that very moment, I made a new rule. No friendly contacts with girls from your school. Willow, this whole story is awful. I'm sorry you had to go through such a traumatic experience. But listen, the fact that you were unlucky enough to meet such nasty people doesn't mean that all the students in the academy are like them. I know a lot of cool girls. Like my friends who have shown themselves to be very kind, intelligent, and sincere. There are many good and kind people in the world. I can't just watch you give up on all the students because of some bitches. Well, I don't really know. This girl, Lily, I've known her for a long time and she's amazing. Lily's definitely the most kind-hearted girl I've ever met. And I just can't watch her suffer. You know what I'm saying, right? When the kindness of us are hurt, we can't be happy either. Well, yeah, that's true. Anyway, you should make your own decisions and look for your own comfort. But I think Lily will make a very nice impression on you. And she's been looking forward to meeting you. Well, I don't even know. Alright, let's try to meet with her. Oh, girls. Willow, this is Lily.
Lily, this is Willow.
I should have invited you a long time ago, but honestly, I was really worried about our meeting, Willow. You always seem so serious and so busy. I was even afraid to come close to you. Oh, did you? Did you really think that? I guess I'm just too shy. No, I mean, I can be serious sometimes, it's true. But don't be afraid of me. She's warming up to her. Yes. Everything is just perfect. To be honest, for some reason, I had a very different idea of you. But you seem incredibly sweet. Grim's friends are my friends, too. Now let's cut to the chase. What's the ingredient you need? I don't know, I'm a little embarrassed to ask you such a thing, but could you help me find some devil's claw? Well, that's not an ingredient to feel uncomfortable about. No way, I mean, wow. I thought it was just a trunk. Is this your grave? I've read about it in books, but I never thought I'd see it for myself. Well then, let's just assume that dreams actually come true. Alright guys, I'll be right back. Don't get bored here without me. She just disappeared. Wow, just wow. God, Grim, thank you so much for your help. For introducing me to Willow and getting her to help me. I barely talked her into it, really. Anyway, I'm so ashamed of myself for thinking badly of Willow. She's just great, and you both are adorable. What? Come on, I'm blushing. Sorry, I'm just so emotional right now. And done. Hi there. Wow, that was fast. Well, I told you I'd be back soon. I'm used to keeping my word. Now, take it. Use it wisely. If it's for a good cause, I don't mind helping. God, what great people I have around me. I don't know what I did to deserve such kindness. Come on, what are you talking about? They're so cute together. Just look at them. Thank you so much. I owe you for the rest of my life. If you ever need any help, I'd be happy to help you, okay? You shouldn't have said that, Don't worry, I'll remember that. And yes, Grim, I wanted to say a special thank you. I think I've realized I've been wrong about some things before. No need to thank me. Oh, my break's over. I think I should get back to work. See you later, guys. Oh, Willow, you're amazing. I just can't believe how well things turned out. Now I have all the ingredients I need to make the healing potion. The main thing is, you and Willow know each other now. So if you need any more magical ingredients, you can go straight to her. Really? Thank you again, Grim. Come on, I had a great time with you. And if I could also make you a little happier, that's amazing then. I think we can even celebrate our small victory. Sure, why not? But let's celebrate it at the Academy. What do you think? I'm usually free in the evening, so come to my room when you're ready. That's fine. I'll drop by, you can be sure of that. See ya, Grim. Oh, you're leaving already? Have a nice day, Lee. Or Lil. Oh shit, I got so distracted by Lily's problem that I totally lost track of time. I promised Ashley I'd meet her at Aki's Coffee today, and I'm late. Fuck, I have to run. Hello, Ashley. Yo, how are you? Ready for your first magic lesson? What, just like that? Sure, why not? But we have to find some quiet and comfortable place. The cafe is clearly not suitable for this. Do you have anything in mind? Let me think. I have an idea. Then what are we waiting for? Permit me, madame. I stumbled upon this place by chance, but I really liked it. Now I come here literally every day. So I just go around thinking about everything. This place seems so nice. Yeah, who'd have thought Ashley would be so romantic? Well, let's get started. Honestly, I'm almost shaking with excitement. I've gotten used to being surrounded by magic, but the fact that I can create magic myself? I gotta tell you, I'm looking forward to learning some cool magic spells. Some cool magic spells? Ha ha ha. I think you might have a slightly skewed perception of magic shaped by movies and books. Which is totally normal, of course. But in reality, it's a little different. First, we have to start with theory. Wait, are you serious right now? It's so boring, but so necessary. I knew there'd be some kind of trick to all this. Look, Ashley, finding your source of magic as well as studying it. It's a long process. Just waving your hand and saying the right things isn't enough. Okay, let's just start with that, I guess. And the source of power is different for every magician. Your source of power is closely connected with your personality. Often it might be some element of nature. So after you've had some idea of your source of magic, we can move on to the nature of magic. Wait, and what's your source of magic? None of the elements of nature fit me. My source of magic is the power of motivation. Wow, that sounds cool. I wonder what would fit me. I can't wait to find out. Just don't expect too much, okay? You need to take this seriously. Try to look inside yourself, not in words, but in deeds. More than that, magic that's out of control can be very harmful to its owner. So don't be in any hurry when trying to find your source of power. Okay, I get it. Well, how about we finish that theory for today and try to learn at least one spell, huh? Ashley, we're just getting started. It's been like 20 minutes. 20 minutes? We've been sitting here for an hour. Or at least, I think it has, because it feels like time's moving so slowly. Such an approach gets us nowhere. Everything needs to be done step by step. You didn't even listen to the theory about power sources. The danger of using magic out of control, let alone without finding your own element. Please, Grim. At least one simple spell, please. Is it too hard for you? You play nice and we'll see. Oh, I'll be the most attentive student. In some time. So to do real spells, you need to have the utmost concentration. So I guess that's it for now. That's more than enough, especially for the first lesson. And now let's try to get some hands-on experience. Really? But you said, no harm in trying, right? So we'll start not with a proper spell, but just by just controlling our energy. It'll be difficult for you to do this without knowing your source of magic, but still. What's most critical is to concentrate. Visualize the shape you want to give your magical energy. Let it be the shape of a ball, a little concentration and visualization, and voila! Whoa, is that real? It's cool, but it's too hard to imagine me doing something like this. Okay, I'm stretching my arms, relaxing my legs. It's not so much about the position of your body, but rather it's your inner state that matters. Focus. Imagine the shape of the ball in your head, and then try to make it happen. Take your time. Do everything slowly. Okay, well, I'm kind of trying, but nothing's happening yet. Nobody gets it the first time. I understand your, feelings, but you can't just give up. I didn't think of giving up. So 1, 2, 3. Okay, something isn't working, or maybe just I'm just a bad teacher. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. In some time. Just a little bit more, and I know I can do it. So 1, 2, 3. Seriously, why is it taking so long? To be honest, I'm starting to think this is all just a big joke. I feel like such a fool. Come on, Ashley, nobody said it would be easy. But if you want to control your dreams and visions, you need to master your magical energy. Only then will it feel like a power, not a burden. It's not working out, okay? Maybe it's just a bad idea in the first place. I can do it. I don't even know what the hell I'm doing. What in the world is that? Oh my god, Grim, I'm not the only one seeing this, am I? I think I got something. Not quite what I was hoping for, but at least, it's certainly better than nothing at all, but why do I feel like I'm doing something wrong? And this crawling sensation at my fingertips, such a mild, pleasant chill. I don't even know what it can be compared to. This is so cool. Thank you very much. I just can't believe it. Ah, I'm very moved, but you have to let me breathe. You're the best teacher, really. Oh, come on. And the fact that you're just helping me, not asking for anything in return. Wasting your time, your energy, and you're the one who tolerates my bad temper. Hey, don't say that. I understand everything, Grim. You don't have a bad temper, but sometimes you can be a little stubborn, that's all. Oh, wow. Is it a dream, or do I really feel her lips on my lips? Ashley, you have no idea how long I've been waiting for this, but I couldn't fathom it, even in my wildest dreams. Grim, I... Don't say anything, okay? Okay. This is pure magic. So, what was that all about? My lips just happened to slip on your lips and you decided to take advantage? And your passionate moaning and how gently I kissed you? Was that an accident too? Or what? Am I a bad kisser? I don't know, it's the first kiss in my life. But I have to admit, it was pretty cool. My knees are still shaking. Wait. First kiss, you say? It's just that Sam told me you bragged about your boyfriends. Well, it's not really like that, you know. Okay, I admit I lied to her, but only a little bit. What's wrong with me wanting to seem a little cooler? Nothing, honestly. I'm not even judging. Everybody has their faults. I know that sounds harsh, but it's the truth. Anyway, you've been teaching me for a quite long time now. I think it's more than enough for the first time. I could use a few hours of sleep right now, that's for sure. But I have to work. I have to go to work soon. Oh, poor thing. Okay, I won't keep you then. Oh, fuck. What's that? I've almost forgotten that our ship to the Academy is about to leave. I really have to hurry to catch it. Crap, good luck with that. With so much going on at the same time, my head aches. But overall, that was a pretty good run. I had some fun, and I've made valuable progress on my mission to save Katrina. Now I just have to hope that Lara keeps her end of the bargain. Or rather, yeah, it should be that Lara, I think, yeah. Kept her end of the bargain, that's right. In a few hours. Welcome back, guys. I hope you enjoyed the trip. If Dale is as good as I remember, I'm sure you did. Anyway, it's getting late, and tomorrow you have lessons where you need to have a lot of energy. So you know the drill. It's time to get back to your dorms and get ready for sleep. Like he says every time. Okay. No, we're not done. I haven't done this in fucking weeks. You think I'm literally gonna let you guys hanging? No. We're doing the next day. But not without going to Lily's room. No, it's not that one. Is it this one? Well, I mean, we can just... Oh, Lily, sometimes I think you're a witch. The most charming and sweet witch I've ever seen in my life. Otherwise, I can't explain why you're driving me this crazy. Anyway, there's no time to lose. I need her. Oh, she's so wet already. I wonder what she's dreaming about. These panties are definitely cute, but I'm gonna move them a little. Can't wait to touch her pussy. I can barely control myself. Oh yeah, so juicy and warm. So much wonderful, wonderful moisture. Yeah, it's all flowing. Oh, Lily, you're a miracle. And these neat little holes, that half-open wet pussy. The only thing stopping me is that she could wake up. Oh, yeah. One more second and I'll come right on her pussy. That's so damn good. Ah, you're awesome, Lily. More, more, more. I want to come all over all her holes, every single one. Oh, yes. That feels so good. Well, and what a mess. I should clean everything before she wakes up, that's for sure. Ugh, what's going on? Fuck, I dreamed I got caught in the rain and got completely wet. Perhaps it was just a dream. Yeah, just a dream. And what a dream. It's weird, but I kinda liked it. Alright, let's get out of here. Careful, on my tiptoes. That was just perfect, so refreshing. I poured my cum all over her little holes. Got caught in the rain, haha. I'm wondering how she'll clean everything up. Oh, I can barely keep my eyes open. Next morning. Huh? Is that my phone ringing? Who's calling this early in the morning? Fuck. I should answer. It might be important. Oh, it's Dakota. I wonder what she wants. Have I reached the Adder's Fangs fan club? Hey there, beautiful. Hey, Grim. Good morning. Has something happened? I just wanted to hear your voice. Actually, I got a message for you. My mother said it was from Lara. Do you know her? I wouldn't say I know her, but we've met. So what's the message? She said, to meet me, you must send a signal in the morning to those who guard the Cordale stairs. And what's the signal? Blood never lies. Thank you very much, Dakota. I've got to go. I shouldn't waste another minute. I'm sure Lara doesn't like to be kept waiting. And Katrina still needs my help. I hope Laura's finished her ritual and she'll give me the seal. She has to. So if I'm right, these minotaurs will take me to Lara. I just have to give them the signal. Hey there. Ahem. Blood never lies. Blood never lies. Hey, no need to yell like that. What other creatures are made of stone alive when gazed upon by none? Lara meets you there, done. If you bring anyone with you, you'll see neither her nor the seal ever again. Blood never lies. For fuck's sake, just say she's in the Angel Garden. See you later. Right, Where exactly was it she wanted to meet me? I don't see anyone yet. And what if? No, not there either. I feel like this isn't going too well. Maybe it's just a sick joke. Me standing here like a fool hoping something will happen. What the? Hey, what are you laughing at? What's it pointing at? Wait a minute. Laura! I was wondering when you were coming. It took me a bit longer than I thought, but anyway, she isn't very talkative. So ahem, how did the ritual go? Did you see the purity of my intentions? If I hadn't, I wouldn't be standing here. Take my word for it. Like I said, blood never lies. And when shows me you're telling the truth, I've no reason not to trust you. I told you. Don't interrupt me while I'm talking. Well, that's why. I brought you this scroll. It opens the portal to the seal. This is your responsibility now. Yeah, of course, I understand. And I really do appreciate it. What's going on now? Don't look so worried. Laura, please tell me. What's she up to? I need an explanation. You only get the scroll if you make a magic deal with me. What the hell kind of deal? You'll be indebted to Adder's Fangs. Did you really think I was going to give you the scroll just like that? You think too much of me. I didn't agree to that. You're not the one who sets the rules. I promise I'll be indebted to the Adder's Fangs. So, are you satisfied now? That's pretty much all I need from you. Be careful with the scroll and use it wisely. Ciao. Ciao, then. See, what I don't get is they're being all secretive and crazy with this, even though they literally know that their founder is being destroyed by this otherworldly entity. And if their founder dies, they could lose all the power of their whole freaking organization, their whole group, you know. Adder's Fangs, Adderin, all of it. I don't like any of what just happened. I have a feeling they won't forget this deal we struck today. But the important thing is that I have the scroll. Now I need to talk to Arthur and then get to Katrina's seal. Sounds easy, but I bet it won't be. It's never fucking easy. Good day, Headmaster. Can I talk to you? It's about the Adder's Fangs.
Of course, Grim. Please, do come in. Have you been in contact with them already?
Yeah, I've contacted them. Please tell me everything.
I've managed to contact a member of the Fangs and met them over the weekend. It was a woman in a mask. She took my blood to prove I'm telling the truth.
Oh, I've heard of that barbaric tradition, but I'm surprised they still practice it.
She told me you wouldn't understand. Anyway, after that she came to Cordale. We've met in the Angel's Garden.
Hold on, are you saying she could enter Cordale without alerting my guarding spells? That is bad. If they can get past them, anyone could find out. Okay, I'll deal with that later. Why did she come here?
To give me this. The scroll opens a portal on another plane, the one where they keep Katrina's seal.
Oh, so you are worthy by their standards. Very good. Then let's get Katrina's seal.
It's not that simple. She told me that I have to go alone. And there's something else. The scroll doesn't work here. It can't be used in Cordale unless you let it work. That's what she said. So there are Cordale defenses they cannot break through.
Good to know. Let me have a look. This is indeed a partial scroll, but it's been infused to work on a subplane level. I see how they've made it. A crude execution, but a smart one. Well, it's the only way we can save Katrina. I suppose we don't have much choice. Oh, I command you. Resurrere! Oh, here we go. Now you can use the scroll freely, but it's important to wait until the stars are aligned. The best time to do it is at night, between Friday and Saturday. Maybe try it in front of our fountain, here in the inner garden. That way I'll be able to look out for you.
Sure, I get that.
By the fountain at night.
Hey! Help me, please! Can you hear me?
I know Arthur told me not to trust fairies, but this one looks so innocent.
Pipe down, Mariska. We both know why you've been locked up.
I'm sorry, mister. I won't do it again. Please let me out. Please?
We're busy right now, Mariska. Don't interrupt us. We can talk later. Ignore her, please. She's a tricky little troublemaker.
So, Grim,
I hear you were advised to go alone. But please be careful. Don't try to be a hero. These are dangerous folk. If you feel things are getting out of hand, call me.
I will. Thank you, sir.
Good luck, son.
I think that's supposed to be him.
Good luck, son.
So I have to wait until Friday to use this scroll. That sucks. I want to help Katrina now. But if I can't do anything else, I might as well get back to studying. That means they're gonna prolong it yet again another week. If I hurry, I can make it in time for Victoria's class.
Oh, Victoria. We have missed her. At least I have.
Nice to see you all again. Let's begin. The topic of today's lesson is quite complex. Who is brave enough to guess what it could be? You already have a wide knowledge of the magical world. Miss Lapice, are we going to study levitation today? Wow, if so, that would be so cool. Good guess, Gabriella. However, the subject of our lesson today is not levitation. Try to guess again. If it's something complicated, a mass defense, maybe? I like the way you think, Gabriella, but you are wrong again. Today's class is about transfiguration, the transformation of one object into another object. Once again, our old acquaintance will act as a model. What does she have? Come here, my dear, don't be afraid. My dear, who's she talking to? Here's our aide. Do you recognize it? Victoria seems to have a soft spot for cats. The most important thing here is concentration, and a clear idea of what you want to create. I hope a wild panther doesn't show up here instead of a domestic cat. I don't want to find out if I have any talent as an animal trainer. I wonder who's about to show up on the table. Creatio! Hi there again, you're a pup now. Wow, that looks just like the dog we have, except a lot skinnier. As you see, the transformation was successful. I have demonstrated the most challenging transformation to you. When one living being transforms into another living being, transfiguration of inanimate objects is much easier. Now you can try using the Creatio spell yourself. Changing the form of living things is too difficult for you right now. I'll prepare a better way for you to practice. So concentrate and I'm gonna turn this copy of Mega Man X8 into Creatio Mega Man X9. Look, come on guys, I can dream. Well, what happened to the cat? The poor cat had to become a dog, and now he's a mug. I was worried about the cat. You would certainly remember this lesson for some time. This is pretty cruel to treat animals like that. Why is that? Do you truly think I'm capable of harming an innocent creature? I assure you the cat is safe and unharmed. A mug can't do what a cat does. So come and bring the cat back, Grim, if that's what you really want. Okay, I will. You know how to use the spell. There's nothing preventing you from surprising me. The task is fairly simple. Take a look at this mug. Think about what object you would rather have instead of this mug.
Oh, here we go. Mega Man X9. Mega Man X9.
It is preferable that the new object is about the same size as the original. I suggest you transfigure it into a saucer or a glass. Let's hope I do this right. I can concentrate properly, at least. No time for distractions. I have to get the cat back. Okay, deep breath. Visualize the cat, and Creatio! Well done, Grim. You got it just right. No, I didn't want to turn the mug into a glass. I was trying to turn it back into the cat. All right, here we go. Creatio! Nope, that's Mega Man Legends 3. Nobody wants that. Sorry about that, guys. I apologize. I'll throw this copy of Mega Man Legends 3 out and get back to Mega Man X9. I did warn you that the transformation of living objects is incredibly difficult. Let me try again. I know I can do it. Creatio! Unfortunately, you're not powerful enough just yet, Grim. Don't worry about the cat. There's nothing wrong with it. Take your seat, Grim. In the meantime, I return the cat to its usual shape. I'll say it again. The main thing is to concentrate properly and visualize the subject. Creatio! Here's the cat that everyone was so worried about. She was not harmed at all, just like I said. Ah, great, but I wouldn't want to be in the cat's shoes anyway. I can't even imagine how the cat felt during all those transformations. For those who wish to practice this new spell, I give some advice. Do not perform the task in a room that contains items that are of sentimental value to you. Class is over. Okay, guys, so that's it for this week of Lust Academy, and we'll be back with more Lust Academy. In the meantime, I'm going to try to see what I can turn into things here, you know? All right, I'm out. I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley.